This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm John Idstey. There was good news in Iowa yesterday for Republican John McCain and Democrat Hillary Clinton. Each was endorsed by the state's largest newspaper with less than 3 weeks to go before the Iowa caucuses. For Senator Clinton, the backing of the Des Moines Register is the best news in weeks as she remains in a tight race with Barack Obama and John Edwards. For Senator McCain, the endorsement comes despite the fact that he is running well behind his opponents in Iowa and has never made the state a priority. NPR's Don Gagne has more from Des Moines.
John McCain, once seen as a frontrunner for the 2008 Republican presidential nomination, has had an unexpectedly difficult year. He's been short on money and long on controversies, but his campaign has continued to focus on his leadership abilities and his willingness to take on vested interests in Washington.
Since I've been in Washington, I've made a lot of people angry. I made defense contractors angry when I blew the whistle on a $30 billion boondoggle and the culprits were sent to jail.
McCain continues to lag in the polls nationally and in early voting states. In Iowa, he's currently drawing support in the single digits and is running in fifth place. But he has been getting a lot of support from editorial boards of some key newspapers. Yesterday, the Des Moines Register's endorsement of the Arizona senator said that none of the others in the Republican field can offer McCain's tested leadership. Bypassing new frontrunner Mike Huckabee and Mitt Romney, who spent tremendous time and resources in Iowa, the paper said McCain can rebuild trust at home and abroad. The endorsement defies conventional wisdom. McCain has spent relatively little time and money here, and he often speaks against something near and dear to the hearts of Iowans, federal subsidies for ethanol production. But McCain's good fortune did not stop in Iowa. He also won backing yesterday from the Boston Globe, which is widely read in New Hampshire, and he's been endorsed by the Manchester Union Leader, the Granite State's largest paper, and the Portsmouth, New Hampshire Herald. It's a golden moment for McCain to revive his fortunes, and the endorsement was also a welcome change of weather for Democrat Hillary Clinton. She was on Iowa's western border yesterday at a high school in Council Bluffs. She said she's honored to be the choice of the Des Moines Register.
And I am very grateful that they have zeroed in on the work that needs to be done by the next president, by my vision for our country, my plans for change, and my ability to lead.
But Senator Barack Obama, also campaigning in Iowa over the weekend, also found things to like in the Des Moines Register's editorial, even though he didn't get the paper's nod. Obama's press secretary sent reporters an email noting that the Register described the Illinois senator as smart, as one who's crafted sharp policy proposals, and as a candidate with a message that goes far beyond the inspiring oratory of his speeches. Clinton supporters dominated at her event in Council Bluffs, where the hot question was motivating friends and relatives to turn out on caucus day. But there were undecided voters there, too. Husband and wife Gary and Jamie Blevins recently moved to Iowa from Florida.
I'm really leaning very hard towards Hillary, but I have some concerns about her divisiveness with the Republicans and whether or not she'll actually be able to get the things done that she wants to get done.
Yeah, I'm more of an Obama person. I think that for a long time the Democratic Party has strayed away from the concept of hope. And I think Obama brings that back.
Asked about the Des Moines Register endorsement, the Blevins said that Council Bluffs is a long way from Des Moines. But these are committed and involved Democrats. Hillary Clinton is hoping that the paper's support will help many other voters sort things out. The newspaper endorsements also help keep the campaign on page one in the face of the coming holidays and all the distractions they bring. Don Gagne, NPR News, Des Moines.
And if you need a primer on the Iowa caucuses and why they matter, you can take a video tour of caucus history with NPR political editor Ken Rudin. That's at npr.org/elections.